Hello.
Hi, this is Jose from Family First Home Care. I have a call from you. How may I help you?
You talk to your supervisor?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Everything's cleared up?
I mean, my supervisor told me that he spoke with you, right?
That is correct. Let me say something, Jose. I want to say something to you. Because, you know, see, I should just go public about everything. That's what I should do. Now, my caregiver is still not in place because whatever was said to y'all. So y'all are at fault with that. They're still not in place. Now, I want you to reach out to my coordinator, Mr. Terrence, because now he's giving me problems. He has not reached out to me. And I'm still without my caregivers. I'm paying people to help me out here. You understand? So this is the thing about it. They stopped my services, my friend, when there was no matter ever about any fraud. And y'all think it's okay to do that? You think it's okay to do that, sir?
But what happens is that, I mean, we are not allowed to provide the services if Keystone is not, I mean, because Keystone is the one that pays for the services, not the agency.
Okay, well, you stopped the caregiver from working. You said she was fired. You can't fire them. The caregiver has to be fired by three other choices, right? This is a bunch of BS, Mr. Jose. Okay? This is a bunch of BS. My kids take care of me every day, all the time. Who do you think has been helping me since they've not been working? My family. I need you to reach out to the coordinator, Mr. Terrence, his name. Now, I've been trying to reach him and get in contact with him. The director of this insurance is going to be calling me today. She called yesterday, but I was too ill to speak to her. I'm going to explain to her everything that's going on here. Let me say something, Mr. Jose. I got every right to go public and bring attention to these issues. Because I explained to you the problems I was having with this insurance when you first called me. The very first time I ever spoke to you, I explained to you the matters I've been having with this insurance. I explained that to you. So I know there's a lot of things you didn't say to your supervisor either. But don't forget all the conversations me and you had. I need my caregivers put in place. You understand? I need them right away. Now, they're going to be starting their second job at 4 o'clock today. I'm already 3 hours into a new day already when I should have had services already from this agency. Right? So who's at fault? You at fault? And Community Health Choice is at fault? Right? Because there's no fraud here. So you make accusations. You can't prove it. Whatever you got the information from, they're a liar. So I'm still without my caregiver. Where do we go from here?
Sir, in that case, you have to make the complaint with Keystone, because Keystone, they are the ones that report the fraud. Keystone report the fraud correct.
Okay. So what did your investigation find?
I'm sorry?
What was in that? Okay, let me say something. Both of y'all got the legal problem, not just Keystone First. That's why when I spoke to your supervisor, he told me that day to give my service coordinator a call so they can reinstate my daughters. Right?
That's correct, because as well as they made the report, they are the ones that are able to reinstate the caregiver.
Okay, so what are we going to do about all the time they've been missing and wasn't getting paid for when of this false accusation?
Well, as I said, Keystone is the one that makes the approval. So if they make an approval to maybe pay back, it's possible, but only if Keystone makes the approval.
Let me say it to you again. There's no fraud because Mr. Your supervisor would have never said that my caregivers can work for me. There's no fraud. There's never been none. That's the point I'm making. I think your supervisor should reach back out to me. You advise him to reach back out to me. Okay? Now, I was already on the phone with Keystone First. I know the matter with them. See, I want you to understand something. They still give me BS today. Up until today. They still give me BS. You understand? But when I go public, they won't give me BS no more. And remember, when I go public, I'm going to initiate everything that's happened through this agency as well. because you cannot fire her. You cannot fire her. That's the bottom line. And that's what you said. You acted on what they told you. That's what you did. Right? You acted on what they said to you. So it never happened because guess what? Your supervisor would have never said that she can continue to work for me or for her to be reinstated. It makes sense, Mr. Jose? I want your supervisor to reach back out to me today. Okay? Because I got, you know, I got the right to drop everything legally with y'all and to drop it with this insurance and go public about the issue. But I don't have to drop my insurance. I could just sue them for their wrongdoing. And that's what continues to happen. So once again, I want your supervisor to reach out to me. I'm asking that of you because my services are still active and I'm without my caregivers. Right? You don't know how well my family take care of me, man. You know, the money they make is nothing compared to what they need to get for helping me out. But I understand that. They're my daughters, but this is my personal life. But the point I'm making is they take care of me more than past the hours that this insurance got in place here. So someone's at fault, right? So I believe you at fault, and so is Keystone First. I'll deal with that. I want your supervisor to call me because I'm still sitting here today without my caregiver. Now, I need you to reach out to Mr. Shannon. All right? Because, see, now, they told me they sent him an email. He said he would contact me today. I need him to call me right away. My caregivers need to be put in place right away. He don't take his time to call me when he know what's at hand. It makes sense to you, Mr. Jose.
Yeah, I understand, but like I mentioned, it is just that, unfortunately.
Mr. Jose, I can hear you, Mr. Jose, but I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear the lies from people.
Sir, but what happens is that we have already spoken this with you previously. It is just that we are not able to do that because Keystone is the one that made the report, and they have to remove that report.
Okay, so you reach back out to what you call. You reach back out to Mr. Tamron, the guy who's the service coordinator, and tell him I need him to call me because I can't get in touch with him.
Absolutely. So if I get any contact with them, I will let them know to call you, of course.
Any contact, I want you to do an ASC. ASC, I want you to do it. Mr. Jose, let me say something to you, man. This insurance is for a bull, BS. When I go public, you're going to hear it. You understand? So initially, you acted on what they said. They proved no fraud over here because initially, your supervisor would never say that she could be reinstated. So you know that you already know what's been represented already. Let's not be dumbfounded about the matter. You understand what I'm saying here? So I need to reach out to him because I've been reaching out to him ever since the day when I spoke to your supervisor. Ever since. That's the point I'm making here. Once again, I'm not threatening you, but I'm going to make a promise to you. When I speak to the director of this insurance today, because one of the directors wanted to be called me, she called me yesterday. You see, I was already on top of the complaint about what happened when they stopped my services. But I was too ill for to speak to her yesterday. But she's going to call me today because they sent her another email today. I left voice messages for her today to call me. We're going to get to the bottom of this here. You are liable there, too. You are. Because you the one fired my daughter by phone. And that's why she wasn't here. You called me at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm waking up out of my sleep. You call me at 1 o'clock, because I go through my time frame and calls, too. You call me at 1 o'clock and ask me, where's my daughter? Do you know what goes on with me, Ms. Jose? So that means you listen to them instead of you speak to me appropriately. Right? That's what you said to me. You said, where is my daughter? Are you kidding me? When it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, they work from 7 to 3. So if I wake up and they leave notes here that they stepped out for a moment, I got the notes to verify it, right? So where are we going with this here? This is the bottom line. There's a bunch of liars going on here, and I'm going to get to the bottom of it legally. That's the bottom line. So really, y'all, stop my services. You stop the services, not Keystone. Keystone never told me she couldn't work for me. Do you see the point? They never told me that she couldn't work for me. Right? I heard it from you. I want your supervisor to reach back out to me.
Absolutely. Once I will again, ask him to come to contact you.
No, no. Once again, you stop the services, not Keystone first. Keystone, Community Health Choices, never told me that she couldn't work for me. You did. I want your supervisor to call me.
Absolutely. I will ask him to call you.
As soon as possible. I want you to reach out to Mr. Talens, too. Let me say something to you, my friend. I'm a real man of God. And my God knows I pray every day. And he knows the bullcrap people doing around me. He knows it. But he teaches me to be humble and be appropriate. Because it's not going to go nowhere for them, but it's going to go somewhere for me. So I'm not going to mess up what God gives me. You understand? You don't know. You don't know this condition, what I go through. You don't. You don't know this condition, my friend. On top of my spinal cord disease, on top of my diabetes, my retinopathy, my high blood pressure, my density level, my sugars. You understand? You don't know what's going on here. You don't even know the medication I take to keep me sustainable. I want your supervisor to call me because, once again, you need to express to him as well. I'm going to tell him too, but you let him know that Keystone never stopped the services. You did. And the only way I heard it was through the service coordinator. So they're in trouble too.
Okay, so sir, as soon as we finish the call, I will let my supervisor know to call you. Okay?
Okay, and I want you to reach out to Mr. Cameron as well.
Absolutely, we will take care of that. But now I have to talk with my supervisor to let him know to call you. Okay?
I appreciate it, sir.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
It's a good day, sir.
Thank you for that.